Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Sing it, you. It's for you.
I'm a believer. I am, dog. I'm sorry.
You don't have to
apologize. Regardless of the excuses that I hear, I still have faith in Joel Embiid and this team. That's why I don't bet.
You'd be broke.
I'd be broke as hell.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh's not betting, but he's believing. I'm not betting on this one either tonight. But my faith is certainly shook after what we saw in the first four games, specifically game number four, the fourth quarters by Joel. Not good enough. The Sixers are underdogs tonight. They're going to need a miracle to come back and win this series. Starts tonight. 215-592-9494. Do you have any hope left for the Sixers? Right back to your phone calls. We have to get to the bingo board, which was filled up basically in a segment yesterday with Spike and Ike on the afternoon show. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But we do have a prize to give away today. And, Hugh, you know how we give away prizes on this show. When we have them, we have a little game we like to play called Hugh's Clues.
So we haven't done this in a while, but I have been told by more than one individual that I need to do better with the first clue because it's a little ambiguous.
So you want to make it a little bit more, we're going to narrow it
down
a little bit.
I want to give a clue that helps people kind of see where I'm going with this, just a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm trying to work on that.
Before you give your clue, here's where you're playing for today. Pair of tickets to see comedian Brian Regan on October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Friday, May 3rd. All right, so we got a pair of tickets to give away. Comedian October 18th at the Miller Theater. Okay, so what are we? What's your first clue today?
My first clue is this. This actor had a popular show in the 90s, regardless of what Kyle says.
Yeah, okay, so just take it behind the scenes a little bit. Pre-show meeting. We're brainstorming here. Hugh comes up with this idea. And Kyle just
poo-poos it
as if it's not a big deal. The whole thing was a big deal. Just get over it.
Well, my whole thing is, it can't be that popular if I never heard of it.
Well, how old are you again?
I'm 28.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah,
I've heard of plenty of TV shows that were popular from even the 70s.
Well,
so,
but you missed it. It slipped through the crack because this was popular show.
It can't be that popular then, is all
I'm saying. This was a good show. I like this show. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so we're looking for the actor who had a show in the 90s.
Like, I didn't even recognize the name when I saw it.
Well, that's on you.
Kyle don't even like lavender, man. You can't trust those cows. So Kyle cannot stand the smell
stinks.
Of lavender.
It stinks.
Lavender is
very
calming.
Well, it has a scent.
Calming.
Lavender has a scent.
It does not calm me.
I know, because every day you smell it, you're like, what is that?
Well, then it's debunked.
So,
just like this show being popular.
You're just angry.
I think this is more about the Sixers than it is about the lavender, if we're being honest.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, is that not okay?
It is okay, but the lavender is calming.
It is calming.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's working for you guys. It's not creeping into the studio.
I feel so, since I've been wearing lavender, dog, I just feel so calm. I feel so loving and nurturing.
I mean, you smell like incense.
I do not smell like incense.
See, this is. I think the lavender is part of why you have hope for the Sixers.
I think he was trying to attract a witch.
Yeah.
By burning incense.
Well, we went over this before. The witches are what he's looking for.
Wait a minute, right. do you think Wiccans like lavender?
I think Wiccans are attracted to incense. That's like a thing.
It's lavender.
It's incense.
Now, incense is way stronger than lavender. Lavender,
yes.
is
a subtle kind of summery.
You're basically WIP's Kyrie Irving.
Really?
Well, things are about to get real interesting around here.
Look, it's going to be about a little different.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Your chance for your first guest at Hughes Clues. Give the clue again, Hugh. The number one clue is?
This
clue?
Actor had a popular show in the 90s.
All right, let's go back to the phones here, and then we'll get to our little Joel Embiid excuse bingo, which I think we could fill up with a couple cuts of Spike yesterday on the afternoon show. Let's go to Jay in West Philly starting us off this time. What's up, Jay?
What's up, Hugh? How you feeling today?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Hugh.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hollis Thomas, Darwin Walker. How big were they in your career?
Hollis was pretty big. Darwin, I say Darwin was probably just a hair under 300 pounds.
Nah, I mean, as far as role players are helping you out. With,
oh, I thought you meant like size.
No, I ain't worried about how big he was.
Like D-Walk, when D-Walk got here, man, him and Corey, that was a huge help.
Huge help, right? So role players helped you do what you do, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and you look at Denver last night, right? Jokic was what, the third scorer? You see his role players won
Jamal
Murray won two games for him. Michael Porter Jr., the best player.
Hit the shot at the end of the game?
Two games.
Yeah.
Did I misread it? Did he have 20 rebounds last night, Nikola Jokic? 20.
Hey, Hugh, but Jamal Murray. Yeah,
I guess he's talking to Joe. Hey, it's funny because usually they do me like that.
That's fine. We'll just overlook the 20 rebounds last night. Overlooking.
What'd you say, Jay? Yeah.
So Jamal Murray won. Basically, Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. basically won that series, right?
No.
The supporting cast helped out.
Nikola Jokic was the best player in the series.
I was saying.
Yes, I hear you, Jay. I'm with you, Jay.
Okay, you know what? Hold on. I'll make it easier. I'll turn my mic off. You guys can talk nonsense. I'll be over here. You know what? Shut up.
We're talking real sports now. Now we can talk. So the role players do help out, right?
They do.
Okay, when the star player, so everybody needs Pippen. Jordan didn't win without Pippen.
No,
Dak didn't win without Kobe or Dwayne Wade.
I'm
saying. So the role players have to step up.
They got
to
give you something.
I heard Elliot said today, he said, when the game came down to it, the Knicks made plays and the Embiid did.
Down the stretch, though. You can't be the biggest dude on the court and have two rebounds in four games.
Dude, Joker was the biggest guy on the court, but when it came to game-winning plays, his perimeter players and his role players helped.
Yeah, when they were in the position to help, but
you
can't get a Knicks 18 second chance or 18 second chance
shots. So he got to box out all five players?
No, but he got it. Like, Jay, he got to get some rebounds, man, in the fourth quarter.
And he need better role players around him.
I give you that. And Jay, I've said the bench did him no favors in these games. Did him no favors.
And Nurse got out coached because they run their offense through him at the top of the perimeter. So what Thibodeau do? Put a perimeter defender on.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what it is, Jay?
Rodney Pete, Mr. Maxey? Everybody love him.
Hey, you know what it is, though, Jay? I hear what you're saying, and you're right. But when you're the best player on the court, and we do agree that Joel Embiid is the best player on the court, right? That's not for him to use those excuses. That's for us to discuss. And that's the problem that I think a lot of people have with Joel Embiid is because it feels like, you know, when you're the best player, you can't make excuses though, Jay.
A lot of these people that's calling and yelling lost money. They sound like betters. They sound like they put their checks up and then they mad. They mad at the world because of him. Well, watch the games.
Yeah, but you know, I will say this, Jay. As being a former professional athlete, it's up to us, like the pundits, Joe. We can debate whether or not Joel Embiid needs help. Joel Embiid can't have that debate. He can't say that.
I wish my boy Five spoke up more because I know y'all was heated. Y'all ran out there with Thrash and Pinkston, man. I know y'all was heated.
No comment.
Y'all needed better players. Just because they old teammates, they
smell. Todd Pinkston, my frat brother. Leave my frat brother.
Five to one.
Leave my frat brother alone, man.
Jay, you have a guest now that the Jay and Hugh show is over. You have a guest here, Jay?
If you going, no. I ain't trying to be at no event with you, man. No. Nah.
That's not an event. You're winning.
It's a comedy
it's
show,
you,
man.
You have the two
it's
tickets.
A comedy show.
I'm in the Jay. Jay, I'm not going with you. Do you want to guess for the tickets? I'm not going.
I'm showing up.
All right, cool. I'll guess it then.
What do you got?
Was it the Jamie Foxx show?
It's a good guess. It's a good guess. Jay, that's not it. What do we think of the Jay show? Is that good there? You know my favorite part? Now that I listen to the show, I can comment on the Jay show,
you
okay? We have a disease that we have as sports fans in Philadelphia.
What's that?
We make the role players more important in our minds than the star players. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Talking about the role players that carry Nikola Jokic. He had 20 rebounds last night. 20 rebounds in the game. Like, you ever turn on ESPN, you ever notice they don't talk about Steve Kerr and John Paxson when they're talking about Michael Jordan? They talk about Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, this, I understand every team needs role players to help. We all recognize that. But that doesn't hold weight to me when the star player doesn't do enough. If Joel Embiid goes out there tonight and has 12 points in the fourth quarter and has 4 rebounds in the fourth quarter and everybody else turns the ball over and trips over themselves, then I will acknowledge that tomorrow and we will talk about it. Yeah. Well, they'll probably win the game if Joel plays really well in the fourth quarter. But, like, we can't – Joel didn't do anything last fourth quarter, and we got people saying, well, what about the role players? He's the best player.
Yeah, and you know, the unfortunate thing, like I was telling Jay, about everything that is going on with Joel Embiid, it just feels like a lot of times, like the fact that he has a migraine, which it's – I mean, migraines are migraines. But it just feels like all the time that he has a built-in excuse. And that's the one thing, when you think about all those star players that had all those supporting cast members around them that they never did.
Mm.
Like, that's the biggest difference. You know, and I hate to be that old guy that talks about the past, but it didn't feel like that back in the day. Like, when guys didn't play well, they said, hey, I got to play better. And you left it at that because at the end of the day, man, we live in a world now where everybody has an opinion about you, and they're going to give you their opinion of you. So when you go out there and you talk about how, you know, rebounds are luck, and, you know, you talk about how, you know, other guys got to do better, and you're the one that everybody's looking towards, that, you know, you're the guy that's making all the money, you're the biggest guy on the court, and you make excuses like that, that tends to rub people the wrong way.
Yeah, let me give you an example, and I'm not trying to say Joel is this guy or needs to be this good, because he'll never be this good, and that's okay. Remember when the whole thing was LeBron had never won and he choked in his first finals with the Heat? And the next year they're down 3-2 on the road in Boston, game 6. It was probably the best first half I've ever seen LeBron James play, and he's played a million great halves. Okay, so they're down 3-2 to the Boston Celtics. LeBron's about to choke away his second year in Miami and be the biggest loser of all time because he can't win. They're down 3-2 on the road in Miami, game 6. And let me tell you some of the point totals of the role players for Miami that night. Udonis Haslem had 6 points. Shane Battier had 8 points. Mario Chalmers had 9 points. Juwan Howard, the ghost of Juwan Howard, chipped in 2. Chris Bosh, the third star, had 7. LeBron James went 45-15-5 and crushed the Boston Celtics. That's how championships are won in the NBA. The best player in an elimination game crushes the opponent. Tonight's not about Tobias Harris, everybody. I mean, we'll kill him tomorrow because he stinks. But tonight's not about Tobias Harris. Joel Embiid's got to be the best player on the court. That's it. He's got to be the best player on the court tonight. OG.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
OG in Warrington. What's up, OG?
How are you, fellas? How you doing?
What's up,
man? What's up, OG?
All right, man. It's the Doc Rivers voice from last week.
Had anyone ever told you that you kind of sound like Doc until we did?
No, man. It's like, I guess I should quit smoking. All right, before you guys tell me I need a lobotomy, and I will tell you that I don't have any psychiatric illnesses, I got to make a point. I thought about it for a while, and we've got to trade Joel Embiid, and hear me out. Every year, it's 10 years now, every year there's either another injury or another excuse. A long time ago, Mike Singletary with the 49ers had a player where he said, you can't win with him. Remember?
You're tied in. That?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a tight end. I can't remember his name.
Vernon Davis.
Vernon.
You're supposed to trade a player a year before, not a year after. You're never going to get more for him than you're going to get now. He may be worth 3 first-round picks, maybe a swap of players, whatever. But I really think the Sixers are never going to win a championship with Joel Embiid. I want to hear your thoughts, and I have a final point.
Well, OG, my gut is they're not going to win with Embiid either. The only way I think they can win with him is if somehow he didn't have to be the best player on the team. And obviously that's very, very difficult to find a player better than him to kind of make him a number two option instead of the number one option. So, OG, my gut for years has been they're probably not going to win. It's disappointing. I hope we're wrong, OG. I mean, that's it. I hope we're wrong. But, yeah, they got to make big decisions. They got to either add a special player this offseason or think about how they fix this thing. All right, what's your last point?
My final point is I think fully that they're going to lose by between 15 and 20 points tonight, and that's going to put the nail in the coffin for Embiid's stay here. And I want to hear if anybody else thinks the same way. You guys have a great day. Love you.
You got it, OG. Appreciate it. OG in Warrington, who now—
I definitely don't think that.
I know you don't.
I definitely don't think that they're going to lose by 15, 20 tonight. I think that they're going to win tonight, and I think they're going to win in epic fashion.
So 15 to 20 would be a little surprising based on this series.
Yeah, it's been pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, the games have all been pretty competitive. Is the biggest score differential in any of the games the game the Sixers won? I think it is.
Yeah, I would think it is. Because I think the Sixers in this series are only, like, the total point margins, like, a couple points.
Even though they've lost three games.
Yes.
Yeah, because the Knicks wins have been close and the Sixers won, whatever the score was two nights ago.
So was that more Doc Rivers propaganda?
Well, he thinks that they'll never win with Embiid and that they should trade Embiid. So, yeah, I mean, again, I appreciate it if it is Doc Rivers that he's playing into the bid and continue to call. I mean, isn't he facing elimination tonight as well, Doc Rivers? Taking the time in his morning to call the
VIP? I think he's calling back, too.
Do we have more Doc Rivers
here?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
is there more OG or is this Doc? Is this the real Doc? What's going on, Doc?
You guys got to get over yourselves. I mean, this is just too much. I kind of agree about trading Joel. I mean, I would start with the fans, though. Get rid of your own fans.
Get rid of the fans? But we live here.
Trade all of them. You got booed out of your own house. You got no leg to stand on. And it is Embiid's fault. It's all on him. I agree with you, Joe. By the way, video of you, Douglas, doing crunches. Well, you got to do that for about a month and a half.
Hey, I'm a work in progress, Coach.
Without stopping, it's shredding season. Let's go.
Don't you have a big game tonight, Doc?
I do. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
See ya. There he goes. We got two Doc Rivers here on the phone lines. Wow.
It's a lot of propaganda.
There's a lot of Doc.
A lot going on.
A lot of Doc. Taking a shot at Hugh for no reason there. All right, can we have the opposite side of taking shots? Can we have apologies here? All right, so I leave yesterday. I get in the car. And I've really enjoyed the first couple weeks of the new afternoon show. Spike and Ike and Jack are doing a great job. It's a really good show. And I get in. I'm like, all right, you know what? I want to hear today what Spike and Ike and Jack think of that performance, that nonsense that we saw in Game 4, where the best player had, you know, just a miserable fourth quarter and the team loses. And what I was treated to was literally Joel Embiid excuse bingo. Here was some of it yesterday in the afternoon show.
Most of what I've heard today on the radio station from hosts and callers alike is crushing Embiid. That this is a condemnation of Joel Embiid. See, we told you. He wouldn't come through. He only had 1 point in the fourth quarter. See, we told you. And I am here to tell you that it is not last night. Yesterday, and them being down 3-1, this is not Joel Embiid's failure. This is everyone around Joel Embiid who failed him. You know, Daryl Morey has failed Joel Embiid. Nick Nurse has failed Joel Embiid. The other players on the team have failed Joel Embiid. Here's what I've watched through this series. I watched Game 1, the Knicks superstar, Jalen Brunson, shoot like 7 for 28. And yet somehow, some way, two role players out of nowhere, you know, Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo come through and they win the game. Right, and no one says a word about Jalen Brunson shooting 20% from the field. Game 2, Jalen Brunson shoots 7 for 29, but Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, the rest of the team comes through, pulls it through, gets him to the end.
Bingo! You know, we hit bingo in, that was just one cut. I wrote it down. Everyone else, Maury, Nurse, other players, role players, Josh Hart. If we keep going, I think we may be able to fill two bingo lanes. Do we have more of this?
There's more.
Oh, let's hear one more.
Game 3, Embiid scores 50 points, but we do get one contribution from a role player in campaign that helps get the game over the top. And then yesterday, in the fourth, it has been so bad with him off the court, and it was so bad for 2 minutes yesterday in the first half that they could not sit him. Game one, the game was lost in the 3 minutes he wasn't on the court at the end of the second quarter. Game two was lost because Tyrese Maxey doesn't call timeout. Kyle Lowry doesn't call timeout. Nick Nurse doesn't call timeout. And then yesterday is such a failure on Maxey and Nurse specifically that this guy is dragging ass because he's played the entire second half because no one can dream of them staying in the game without him on there, and they need one guy to organize the offense and they can't do it. And they can't get him an entry. He fouls out Isaiah Hartenstein, and then they can't get him an entry pass for the rest of the game.
On-off minutes, the bench, Nurse, Maxey, Lowry. I filled up two lines of bingo. Can we hear it again? We won twice, Hugh. Twice.
Yeah, I heard it. And you know what? You know what's funny about everything that Spike is saying? Like, there is some validity.
Well, of course,
to that.
Of course. And I think we'd all recognize the coach has not been perfect and the role players have struggled.
But here's the kicker. And again, going back to that to OG, because I'm the old head that used to play sports. I played with a bunch of guys.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That at any given point, if we were down, they felt that they were going to be the one that was going to be the difference maker. That's how you, regardless of what the situation was, regardless of how tired you felt, any of that. I can remember vividly being in a huddle with a bunch of guys that felt like they were going to be the one that was going to be the difference maker. And the difference in this situation is Joel Embiid is the biggest guy on the court. To much that is given, much is asked. That's a fact. That's how I look at things. I look at him like that to this day. You have no room for excuses as the biggest dude on the court. At any given time during this series, Joel Embiid was the best player on the court, regardless of his knee situation, Bell's pause. I know he's dealing with a lot. But your size advantage is huge. And there were a lot of times where I can honestly say, like, if you're tired, I get it. But your effort, you got to give effort, man. You have to give effort. And a lot of times you saw, for lack of a better way of saying it, fatigue make a coward out of you. Because that's what that used to be the saying back in the day. Fatigue makes a coward out of us all. So you got to do everything that you possibly can to not be that fatigued. And, you know, when you talk about, he's right, because anytime Embiid was not on the floor, if he wasn't on the floor for a 10-minute stretch, it'd probably have been a 20-point lead. But that's who you are. That's what's expected of you, big dog. You gotta step up to the plate.
It's an elimination game tonight. The season is on the line. Here's what I need out of Joel tonight. Enough of the excuses, enough everybody else. I'm not asking him to go above and beyond what I think we believe he's capable of. You know what I want tonight at Joel Embiid? I'm gonna set the bar very simple. I'm not saying 60 points. I'm not even going to say 50 again. He had a 50-point game in this series. That was remarkable. 35 points. He averaged 34-7 during the season. I want 35 points, 11 rebounds. These are his averages for the season. And I want him to shoot the ball over 50%. That's it. I'm not asking for 50 points. Play to your regular season average. Play to the level that we know you can play at. Shoot it efficiently, score points, get rebounds. And as far as minutes goes, tonight and the playoffs call for 40-plus minutes. That's how championships are won. That's it. Like, it's an elimination game. 215-592-9494. A lot to do today. We have a prize to give away, a pair of tickets to give away, and Hugh gave the first clue out a few minutes ago. We'll get to some Eagles stuff coming up. Your phone calls on the Sixers. A.J. Brown is set to speak at 1:15. We'll carry it live as A.J. Brown speaks for the first time since signing a new contract. And maybe my favorite quote to come for the draft, Howie Roseman, also known as Big Pimpin. You'll hear that next. I love that cut. I love the Big Pimpin.
He didn't know what to say.
I know. He really didn't. We'll hear it next. And some interesting odds as it pertains to the NFC East. All coming up. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows by now the major news. The new big acquisition. Kyle Schwarber's newest teammate. Me. No, I'm not playing for the Fightins, but as you've heard, I've partnered with Kyle on Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the tailgate beer. This season when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle. At bars all over the area, you can enjoy a free Philly Standard the day after Kyle goes yard. Download the Yards Brewing Company app for details and participating bars. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philadelphia. Drink responsibly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.